that incredibly noisy motorcycle is coming down off Lambeth Bridge. And by the sound of it, going left towards Waterloo. Hans and I are also heading towards Waterloo. We've just turned left ourselves, and we will be joining the Thames Path in just a moment. Vance doesn't think so, though. Vance, not today. Not today. We're going to go straight on. It's a lovely idea. Come on we go. Let's find the way. And it seems somehow appropriate, actually, that we're joining the Thames Path, given that the subject that I'm intending to talk about, find left, Vance. Come on. Has a somewhat watery nature to it. Yes, I actually have a... Stand there, Vance. I actually have a subject I'm planning to talk about. I'm not just going to waffle. Well, maybe I am going to waffle. But I'm not just going to talk about random stuff for the next half an hour. Come on, Vance. Vance, leave it. Come on. So I'm walking, I'm joining the Thames Path at Lambeth Palace. The Palace of Westminster is across the water from here. Obviously I think I must have recorded and booed every walk around here. And as I say, the thing I want to talk about is much more watery in nature, and it's about something which is actually rather close to my heart. 5 years ago, I heard a request. Vance, steady. Stand. Stand. If that's a dog you're racing. No, you're going to stand. Sit. Sit. Thank you, Vance. You just wait. Okay, forward. Slowly. Straight on. Straight on. Leave it. Watch where you're going and get on. 5 years ago, I answered a request on BBC Radio 4's In Touch programme. There was an item with a couple of people, a lady called Claire, and a chap called David, who were talking about a sailing club in East London that wanted more visually impaired people to take part because they believed that blind and partially sighted sailors liked going fast, and that this would be a good opportunity, I think, to develop a club and to introduce more visually impaired people to the wonders of sailing. And it was something that I'd been wanting to do for a long time, and I thought, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I emailed them, and the long and the short of it is that I took up sailing. And in the autumn of that year, I had the opportunity to go along to a sort of test event run by British Blind Sailing, or Blind Sailing Great Britain. I'm not sure, it depends what they're calling themselves this week. Or that week. Being run by them in Cowes to give people an opportunity to try sailing on keelboats, but with a view to picking a team to going to the World Championships that would be taking place the following year. And much to my surprise, I got invited back to the next event and the event after that. And whilst I didn't actually make the team for the World Championships, I was a reserve for it. And then in the years that followed, I took part in, Big Ben striking there obviously, took part in a number of events run by British Blind Sailing, including training sessions both at Cowes and up on Windermere, and got to take part in the National Blind Sailing Championships on 4 occasions, 2 of which I won. So that's sort of a decision 5 years ago to actually go into the sailing, and the dedication of British Blind Sailing and those involved there, those who make things happen, and also particularly the sighted tacticians and crew who teach and coach and advise the visually impaired sailors, and also make sure that we get around the sailing course or up or down whatever river it is without hitting anything. Their input is absolutely vital. So, why am I telling you all this? Well, in about a month's time, a team should be going out from the UK, from Great Britain, to the next World Championships, which are taking place in Japan. Huge amounts of preparation has gone into this. Training sessions and just skill development sessions over the past 2 or 3 years, giving as many people an opportunity as good an opportunity as possible to be in contention for places on the team. Training events through the autumn and winter. And I should say, by the way, that I haven't been taking part in this year, as I've taken a little bit of time out of sailing. But I know that people have been working incredibly hard to make the event happen, ensure that the British team can be out on the start line. And obviously a good amount of that preparation time has been spent raising funds and raising awareness. And this comes in, it's quite a difficult context actually for blind sailing. There is no specific blind sailing event in the Paralympics. Theoretically, blind people can take part in the sailing events, but the classification and scoring systems mean that this is actually virtually impracticable. Don't ask me to explain it now, but you will very rarely see a visually impaired person on a Paralympic boat. And so the World Championships, we're going through the echoey tunnel now under Westminster Bridge, the World Championships are effectively our Paralympics. Find the way, Vance. On you go, Vance. Good boy. Must be the dog there, I think. Find the way. Good boy. Good lad. Safely through the zigzags and out onto South Bank outside County Hall. So yes, with the sort of slightly difficult relationship between blind sailing and the Paralympics, I think has partly been responsible for a lack of focus or a lack of attention on what blind sailing does. And what does blind sailing do? Well, at its core, it allows visually impaired people to get out on the water, to actually have a very active role. Vance, get on! A very active role in the sport of sailing. You know, any of us can be out and helm a boat. I mean, I can't steer anything other than a guide dog in my everyday life, but to be out on the water helming a boat gives one so much confidence, really helps one's self-esteem. It is obviously, you know, there are many sports which are a little bit more difficult to engage with, and it's one which can be a lot easier to access. It gives a sense of freedom and independence. And that's absolutely wonderful. It's absolutely invaluable. So, you know, I've said that this event is coming up. I've said why blind sailing, I think, is quite important. And so the reason for the message is that I learned a couple of days ago that they're really struggling to build funds for the trip. And at present, members of the team, and remembering that this is a team sport, so if you lose some people, then you effectively lose the team. On you go, Vance, please. Straight on. No, Vance, on you go. Going past the London Eye now. Straight on, Vance. On you go, Vance. Come on. Good boy. Certain members of the team at present may not be able to go because there are insufficient funds to cover accommodation and sustenance costs. And this also includes a number of the sighted tacticians and crew. And as I said earlier, blind sailing doesn't happen without them. Full stop. So there's a bit of a sort of last-ditch effort to try and get the funds up to a level that mean that they can take part, that ensure that all the work that's gone in to making this happen hasn't been in vain. Sharon Grennan is somebody who I've sailed with on a number of occasions, somebody who I've crewed for. I'm not the best crew on earth, I have to say, but she is an absolutely brilliant helm. She helms in the B1 fleet, which is the fleet for people with the least amount of sight. So this is for people who have from no sight up to and including being able to recognise something moving across in front of their face. Busker here. Stretch on, Vance. As I say, Sharon is a brilliant sailor. She has such an instinctive feel for the wind and its fluctuations, changes, and can adjust the boat's movement in an extremely subtle way. I feel quite clumsy compared to how she does it. Vance, can we find the ramp, please? Can you find me the ramp? Good boy, that's good. He's turning in, that's good. Sharon is, as I say, due to be helming in the B1 fleet. But at a time when she should be preparing for that, because of the shortfall in funds, she's actually now planning. Come on, Vance, let's find the ramp. Where's the ramp? Come on. Good boy, well done. No, Vance, the ramp. Come on. Good boy. Good boy, well done. That's good. We're on the ramp, finally, after zigzagging across the concourse. At a time when she should be preparing, she's actually going to be taking a day out to cycle on her rather ancient tandem from Greenwich in southeast London down to Brighton, which is a distance of about 60 miles. Sharon's quite an athlete, but I gather that even for her this is quite a task to do. And I think it demonstrates how important to her and how important to many other people it is that the blind sailing team is able to get out there to the start line on time. So it's a rather long-winded message, which was meant to be rather short, but none of mine are short, are they? It's a bit of a plea, actually. It's a plea for people to do one of two things. First of all, if you do have the means, it would be brilliant if you could sponsor Sharon for her bike ride. She's got a Just Giving page. It's at www.justgiving.com/SharonBikeToBrighton, and Sharon Bike to Brighton is spelt SH forward Vance, sorry, SH. I'll start that again at the bottom of the steps so that so I'm not confusing you. Forward Vance. Okay, it's spelt SHARONBIKE TOBRIGHTON. And I'll try and remember to put the link in the blurb for this recording. So, wait, Vance. Forward, Vance. So if you can spare a few pounds to help, that'd be absolutely brilliant and wonderful. But the other thing you can do is do what I'm trying to do, which is to spread the word. I've only got so many followers, you know, about 100 odd on Audioboo, about the same on Twitter, probably a similar number on Facebook, and quite a bit of crossover between them too. So I can't reach enough people just on my own. I need other people to spread the word. So if this is something that you recognise as being important, that a blind sailing team which has spent so much time preparing for this event but may be stopped at the final sailing mark from making it to the start line, if you see the injustice of that, it would be brilliant if you could help make a difference to ensure that they get there. There we go. That's my my pleading over. I'm now almost made it to Waterloo Station in the time that it's taken me to tell you all of that. Come on, Vance, find the crossing. Oh, good boy, well done. Oh. Forward, Vance. Straight on. Oh, busy this evening. I will stop this recording in a moment, but do feel free to go and do something more interesting if you wish now. Something interesting like going to Sharon's Just Giving page, but I won't rub it in any more. Forward, Vance. Forward, Vance. Good boy. Good lad, Vance. Very good. Come on then. Come on then. And find the steps, Vance. Wow, it's like wading in treacle, this. Sorry. Find the way, Vance. Find right. Vance, come on, find right. Okay. Forward. They're meant to have been renovating these steps. Goodness knows what they've actually done, because they feel exactly the same underfoot as they did last time I went up there before they started doing the work. I'm sure they've done something very clever to them. And the smell of spicy food greets me as I enter Waterloo Station from one of the concession stands here. Right, do you want to stand, Vance? I'm going to enclose with this boo a photograph of the Palace of Westminster. Well, I hope it's in the Palace of Westminster. I certainly took it in the direction of the Palace of Westminster when crossing Lambeth Bridge. It probably has nothing to do with sailing, but I thought it would be a nice picture anyway. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.